This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, March 13th, 2014. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, though the next presidential election is more than 2 years away, some are already ready for Hillary.
And as the Bentonville School District grows, so too does its course offerings. We visit a junior high school as students prepare for mountain biking. Plus, we learn about a Bentonville before Sam Walton.
But first, the guilty verdict announced earlier this week in the case of former Treasurer Martha Shaffner vindicated for some a year-long investigation. Shaffner was found guilty on all 14 counts of extortion and bribery and faces up to 20 years in prison. U.S. Attorney Christopher Thayer's office sought the indictment and prosecuted the case. Thayer says the severity of Shaffner's sentence is still being determined.
We are just now getting into that right now as far as what the sentencing guidelines will go in this case, and we have, you know, obviously not seen a pre-sentence report yet. That will be done, you know, in the coming days and weeks, and ultimately that sentence will be up to Judge Holmes.
Broker Steele Stevens was given immunity in exchange for testifying that Shaffner steered state business his way in exchange for cash payments delivered in pie boxes. Thayer says the fate of millions of dollars Stevens acquired through illegal deals is still uncertain and is beyond his office's jurisdiction.
Both chambers of the Arkansas legislature approved each other's $5 billion budget bills yesterday, referred to as the Revenue Stabilization Act. The bill's approval is one of the last actions of the session before adjournment next Wednesday. After the House recessed, Republican Speaker Davy Carter of Cabot reflected on the behavior of legislatures in the context of a divisive national political environment.
To be able to do what we did, working together, Republicans, Democrats, I think is remarkable. I'm very proud of that, and I'm proud of all the members for plying through the issues together. And I think that's what the 89th General Assembly, hopefully, we one of the things that they're remembered for. It just doesn't happen that way very many places.
Carter continued, saying the private option will be looked at in future years as a foundation for something that is good and can be continually built upon. The health care reform uses expanded eligibility and funds intended for Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act to purchase private insurance for low-income Arkansans. More than 100,000 state residents have gained coverage in the first few months of the program.
The Washington County Election Commission yesterday held its first meeting since the passing of its chairman, Commissioner John Logan Burrow. While the Democratic Party of Washington County isn't expected to name another appointee to the commission until next month, Jennifer Price, county election coordinator, says the commission still had some necessary business to conduct.
One of the reasons why we still needed to meet yesterday was we have this certain deadline for absentee ballots. You know, they have to be sent to the printer, you know, they have to be printed and sent back. And so you have like a tiny, you know, window to get that accomplished to meet different state requirements.
Price says even though the commission is normally comprised of three election commissioners, only two commissioners are required for a quorum.
Everything that we did yesterday did not require a unanimous vote. We didn't change any polling places. We didn't create precincts. We didn't set a different early vote site. The things that we did yesterday were just normal business things that we have to do for every single election.
Price says the Election Commission shouldn't have any difficulties in conducting its business during this election year once the Democratic Party appoints its next county election commissioner.
Northwest Arkansas Community College officials earlier this week moved forward with a longstanding plan to build a permanent facility in Springdale for Washington County students. The college's board voted at its meeting Monday to further negotiations to purchase 39 acres adjacent to Arvest Ballpark. Stephen Hines, director of public relations and marketing for NWAC, says that the board voted to allow the college itself, rather than its foundation, to continue negotiations for the land.
Part of the reason for that is that Dr. Jorgensen, our president, determined after hearing feedback at the focus groups we've been having that we could purchase the land more quickly through the college than if we waited for a fundraising campaign to occur through the foundation. And so the plan would be that the college would purchase the land and then the foundation would conduct a campaign to raise money to build the building.
The land purchase would be paid for using tuition revenue bonds that would be funded solely from tuition collected for classes in Washington County. Hines says that based on current enrollment and enrollment projections for Washington County, NWAC would easily be able to fund the land purchase through use of tuition revenue bonds.
If we were to see substantial declines, then we would be a little bit more concerned about that. But right now, we certainly feel good about it. And we are adding some additional technology classes at our Washington County Center on White Road, which we believe will increase enrollment there. We've heard that there are more students wanting to take those classes, so we think that that could help drive enrollment at that particular location, therefore more students in Washington County, which would be more tuition that could help in supporting those tuition revenue bonds.
Although the college has reported two semesters of overall enrollment declines at all of its facilities, Hines says that NWAC officials are certain that a permanent facility in Washington County will attract more students from Siloam Springs, Fayetteville, and from the outlying cities and areas surrounding Washington County's major cities. Last fall, NWAC reported enrollment increases at both of its current facilities in the county.
One of the top officials at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith is moving on. Ray Wallace, Provost and Senior Vice Chancellor at UAFS, will begin as Chancellor of Indiana University Southeast beginning in July. Wallace has been at the college since 2007, and prior to that, he held two arts and sciences deanships at Clayton State University near Atlanta and previously at Troy University in Montgomery, Alabama. He also served as director of the Louisiana Scholars College, that state's liberal arts and sciences honors college, and he also served as department head for languages and communications at Northwestern State University of Louisiana.
Forecast calls for mostly clear skies tonight, with overnight lows around 41 degrees. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly sunny with highs from 66 in northwest Arkansas to 69 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow evening, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. Overnight lows from 47 to 51 degrees.